Kav Gimel, page on page Kuf Tes Vav. We're on page Kuf Tes Vav. We're up to Halacha Kuf Chav Gimel. The Halacha says, Shnei Hirhurim Yesh Lo Adam Yom V'Layla. It's not clear at all what he means to say. On the side of the Perish Kadmon, he really struggles to understand what he means to say. Basically, he says there are two things which a person thinks about the entire day, and he's willing to do anything to achieve. Number one is Hirhuri Isha. A person thinks about his wife or thinks about a certain woman who he wants to marry. Virhuri Mammon, money, to achieve success. Uvishvilam hu noise nafsho. You'll give up your life. If you want to marry a woman, a certain woman, and she says, if you want to marry me, you're gonna have to go, you live in this country, you're gonna have to get this type of work for my father-in-law, do this, who knows what. You'll do it. The love conquers all. Okay, love conquers all. Money, I don't have to tell you. Okay? A kesef ya'ane esakol. Love conquers all, and money tortures all. So these are the two things. Uveshvilam hu noisein nafshai. Now, the oid here, now he goes on, now he explains why he's building up to the pasuk, he's building up to the whole topic, which we're probably not going to have time today to discuss. The question here is, why is it that in the first parish of Kriya Shema, does the pasuk require us to do three things? What is the precise meaning of me? Odecha. I assume if you'll read a simple translation, it'll tell you all of your might, all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of me odecha. It is not at all clear what the correct translation for the word me odecha means.
It says in the Mishnah,
It
says two things. Kol odecha means with all your money.
Money, yes. So how does the word ma'od mean money?
I'll give you an example. If somebody says to you, be over on the Severa, or give me all your money. So you have to give all your money.
Correct.
And kol odecha means with every single meter.
But my question to you is, how did you jump across that bridge that the letters Mem, Aleph, Dalet mean money? Where do you have a translation anywhere? B'chol Tarakul, the Mem Aleph Dal that is translated as money. No such thing. Me'od means very much.
Right.
Me'od heve shefal ruach. You should very much be a humble person. Okay? The word me'od means literally very much. So how do you cross the bridge to get from the word me'od to mean all of your money or every... midah, every situation, every characteristic. These are all interpretations which require quite a bit.
So
he's going to discuss that. But interestingly, when he discussed this, he gives his own interpretations that you've never heard of before. Because obviously, since this word is such a vague term, and it's so unclear how you connect the dots, we're going to quote. He's going to quote the basics. But then he's going to say ideas that we've never heard before to translate the word B'chol Me'odecha. Now, why is it so critical for us to translate this word? There's a reason that something that's bothering, that's eating him up, the Sefer Chassid, why he must have a very good translation for this word. And that is because this word only appears in the first parish of Kriya Shema and does not appear in the second parish of Kriya Shema. The second parish of Kriya Shema, first parish of Kriya Shema, have to ace Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavecha, uvichol nafshecha, uvichol me'odecha. But in the second parash of Kriya Shema, it says, uli ovdoi b'chol levavichem, uvichol nafshechem. What happened to the expression v'chol me'oidchem? Isn't the second parash of Kriya Shema parallel to the first parash of Kriya Shema? What is going on? So you'll answer, well, the first parash of Kriya Shema is addressing the individual, whereas the second parasha of Kriya Shema is addressing the tzibur. So when you address the individual, you can use the expression me'oidecha, but when you address the tzibur, you omit. So what? I need clarity in the translation of the word v'chol me'odecha to begin to discuss why it appears in one place and is omitted in the next place. This is the topic of the next two halachas. So let's just begin over here. And as an introduction to this topic of discussion, he lays out a principle. And that is, there are two things in this world, the whole world revolves around. It revolves around women, and it revolves around money. Okay, the whole world is, he's a very smart fellow, Sefer Chassidut. Women and money, they control the world. Whatever your wife says, it's like when you send me the WhatsApp, my son, when you will understand why pizza is round, put in a square box, and eaten as a triangle, you will then accumulate enough knowledge to understand women. What is a circle? A circle, a square, and a triangle have to do with women? I don't know, but it sounds great. That it does. Okay, so we have here two things which control the world. I'm not making this up. It says here, women and money.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
The old here, now, here is something very, very interesting. This is really an amazing thing. And it's not really clear. He says things that are not so clear. You try to figure this out. There are other things that drive this world. There are other things that are part of the gasoline that keep this world going. Kina, jealousy. Okay? Why did Israel make an attempt to put an object on the moon? Why? Kina. If America can do it, we can do it better. And now that Israel almost did it, well, you don't think other countries have upped their game? There's a certain kinna, and that's very good for the economy. Because if they're trying to put a man on the moon, so we'll try. That's going to stimulate the economy. People are going to spend money. They're going to spend money on different new technologies and different advances in technology. This kinna, it causes the world to change. The best thing about space exploration is not what they're going to find there. Because they're not going to find nothing of any value. I guarantee you. They're not going to find life. They're not going to find anything that will be of any value to us here on this earth. The only thing that's good is it does stimulate the economy. It stimulates the byproducts. But it also stimulates, there's a lot of money being spent. The government is spending money like crazy. And people are getting jobs. People are getting jobs to some degree. You can argue too much money is no good in certain areas where no one benefits but one person. If one company has a monopoly and they get all the money in their bank account, you're right, that's no good. But if the money is able to be distributed amongst they waste billions of dollars, but they're able to waste $1 billion by giving it back to the people and giving them jobs and something to do with themselves, it's not so bad. It has to be fair, though, in the proper way. So that kinna is what the Sefer Chassidim says keeps this world moving. It keeps us moving. Kinna. It's a healthy thing.
You're saying competition?
Competition, yeah.
Okay.
Competition.
That's not the exact word for
competition. Sinna, hatred, Cold War, okay, the Cold War, hatred. When there's hatred for someone, you spend money also. It also keeps the world. It also causes change in this world. What? Hatred. If you hate someone, you want to kill him. You want to have better weapons. Okay, how much money is spent on weapons? It's all because of hatred. Gaiva, you spend a lot of money on gaiva. Vataiva, I want a good meal. You want a good meal, so people have businesses in order to satisfy your taivas. Okay, we'll satisfy your taivas. Now, this is something very interesting. What this means over here, v'hanoas banav. Okay, the pleasure in your children. What does that mean exactly? You can say whatever you want to say. It can mean that people want their children to do well in this world. And if they want them to do well, they will build for them institutions. The only stories there are where people have children and there is no school good enough for their children. They cannot find a school for their children. You know what they do? They make their own school. I know of at least two situations like this. A person had children and there's no school good enough. They establish their own school just for their children. I can name you two schools that were established just for this. That's called Hanoas Banav. That's wonderful, because these two schools now are still in operation. One school, I know that indeed the parents put their children in their school, and those children now are grandparents by now. They're grandparents. And the other school, I know, they built the school for their kid. The school went there for a month, and the kid hated it, and the parents took him out and put him in another school. But in the meantime, he established a school, and the rebbeim had jobs, and the English teachers had jobs. And the community who had to service the yeshiva had jobs. Very good. People had there was a lot of benefit because he gave away a fortune of money in order to, and now the school's still going, very nice. So when a person wants to be mahana his children, he spends money and it keeps the world going. V'ga'agua banav. Now that's something very different. I don't even know what that means. Ga'agua is something very similar. It's a cousin of ahanas banav. The love, the delight. You want to go take your kids on chalamoid to a chalamoid trip. So I'll build a great adventures in New Jersey. Why do we have to go to Los Angeles? Why do we have to go to Florida, Hollywood, and go over here? We could build one over here. You'll do crazy things. Then he repeats himself. I don't know. I really don't know what he's saying. V'noshim. Didn't he already say that? He already said that. So you'll lam there. It's tzvei mini noshim. The two types of women. The wife and the mistress. No, there are two types of noshim. What does it mean over here, the noshim? I don't know. Sichoik chaveirim. People like to have vitiyulim. You like to have a good time with your friends. You're going to go play golf. And the chidushe devodim b'teilim. National Enquirer. Okay? It's a multi-million dollar business. The gossip business. All the tabloids. The whole area, all of these things, they keep the world going. It's taka true. But you have to be aware, all of these things, garmin levatel Torah. Now, it doesn't just over here mean that you're not going to sit and learn the daf yomi the whole day. It means much deeper than this. It means Torah is not a priority. Bittul Torah doesn't just mean that I'm on the smartphone reading the news instead of learning a Gemara. It means when you invest all of your resources in Narishkeit, Torah is not a priority. And the trickle-down effect to your children, grandchildren, is catastrophic. The Bittul Torah means that instead of giving chashivas to Jewish education, instead of spending money on Jewish education, we have to have a museum, a tiulim. Tiulim! We need to have the best museum, so you'll give hundreds of millions of dollars to a museum to show off the skeletons of some Egyptian, which might not even be an Egyptian. Might be some who knows what. Might be from your chicken dinner from 3 weeks ago. To go spend money on total narishkeit when the money can certainly go and help people go for much, much more important things. V'chol eile, all of these things are very good, they're very important, they're very nice, they're necessary. But garbim levatel Torah. So now, after that very nice long introduction, he now gets down to the crux of the issue. Lekach nemar, that's why it says, b'chol levavacha u'b'chol nafshecha, eitzel ho'avoda. It says in the second parsha of Kriyashma, b'loshon rabim, b'chol levavachem u'b'chol nafshechem, and omits, because the only place where it says the word avod, he's coming to give a novel answer. And that is, in the second parsha of Kriyashma, it says, Uli ovdoi, you shall serve him, b'chol levavachem u'b'chol nafshechem. It does not say the word oved in the first parsha of Kriyashma. No one says this interpretation. Everyone will give you all these. They'll focus on Lashon Yochel, Lashon Rabim. He's giving you a whole new approach. In the first parsha of Kriyashma, it just says v'ohavta, you shall love. Eis Hashem u'lokecha b'chol levavachem. The word oved, which comes from the word slave, does not exist in the first parsha of Kriyashma. So there, he's saying, you have to say the word ma'od. We'll come back to that in a moment. But in the second parsha of Kriyashma, it's an entirely different focus. The focus is to be an eved. Ula ovdoi, to be an eved. Then you write b'chol levavchem, your heart and your neshama, and it's not necessary to say b'chol mi'oidecha, b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshecha, eitzel ho'avoda, period. V'ahava k'loimar, Avod ve'hoiv es hamokim. And we read the words, and the words are super duper abstract. What have we really? We just made differences, like a chilek that's not machalik. So let's now just very quickly jump and see how he explains this on the right side. Okay, the whole introduction on this side is really not really relevant for us for now. Let us go now to where it says in the side, Lekach nemar eitzel hu avoda ve'ahava kiloimav. Now he comes to explain this, the parish kadmon, and by the way, there's only one parish. There are many parishim. This is one interpretation of words that are so abstract that really you have to really think very, very hard to try to understand what he really means to say. But he's giving us one approach. Rotzoloimar. Beparshas v'hoya im shemoyak siv la'ahava. It says two words. It says to love, and it says ul ovdoi. Koy say there, where it says the combination of love and service, koy say b'chol avavim b'chol nafshchem, loymar, shetehe meharer v'ohev v'oived, and to be oived es Hashem, yoimam v'layla, afil b'ma sha'ato noisin levavcha v'nafshcha aleyem, tehainu es hanal. In other words, give up on these things. Don't let this long list of items control the world. By the goyim, they control the world. There's no doubt about it. The whole world only comes to exist because of these things. Now, you have also given a portion in this world. You can create your own society. If you're going to follow the ways of the goyim, then Torah does not stand a chance. Hashem says, do not let these things control you. Instead, give priority to Torah. Lekach loy tzarich lichtoy b'chol me'odchem b'parshas v'hoya im shemoya. Why not? Shemomoin nichlal b'milas b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. Being that money and women and all of their cousins are all included in what a person's heart and soul, it's included in when it says your service should include these things. V'al zeh kosha. Kevan shemuchach miparash v'hoya, shemoma nichlal b'leiv of nefesh, imken kosha, loma loy kaza parash shema b'chol niyodeacha. So why that in the first parasha of hafta does not say b'chol niyodeacha? Kevan shenichlal, and to that, he comes to explain in the next paragraph, which unfortunately we're going to have to leave until next time. Okay, so at least he set us up. He at least set us up and he told us that the difference between the two is the word oived, and we have the first parasha, the second parasha, and money is definitely included in the word lev v'nefesh, because that's what controls the world. Now, why is there an omission of ma'od? So basically he's going to say is you have to really translate correctly the word ma'od, combine it with the word oved, and then we'll have an answer for next week. Okay, we take a very short break, and then I want to discuss for a few minutes some unique ideas relating to Sefiras HaOmer.
My wife and I